League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from 500 Crawford across from Minute Maid Park for opening day. Brought to you by the Finger Company's 500 Crawford. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. More of the big show. Two in the books, one more to go here at right outside Minute Maid Park. We are at 500 Crawford for these beautiful apartments that you can see when you're watching games on TV right outside the left field wall. Fan Fest is in front of us. It's all fenced in. Once you get in, you can't get out. You have to have a ticket to get in, and they're charging for food. Here, we've got Rudy's Barbecue. We've got free grub. We've got our promotionals team giving away all kinds of stuff as well. And we're here broadcasting where you can stop in and say hi. So stop in and say hello to us before you head on in to the big festivities. And then, of course, tonight on national TV on ESPN, it's the Astros and the Orioles. But before all that, it's going to be the banner unveiling for both the American League Championship and the World Series for the fans here in H-Town.
Do we know what band that is? Has anyone found out?
I don't know anybody cares about anything that we are doing or needing over here.
They're singing Stand By Me right
they
now.
They are. It's a cover band for sure.
Yes. But we don't know who it is. Is it on like – there's a – you know what they don't have that I've noticed now is a trend at rap concerts is the sign language
person. Sign language,
person.
Yeah, right.
And I don't see them with a sign language person, which is
– the lead singer of the band looks like Pink.
Oh, is it a chick?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not sure if she is, what, Fuchsia?
If she's Fuchsia, Fuchsia the, is that her name?
Fuchsia and the...
it's a Magenta.
And the Fundamentals behind
maybe
her.
It's a Pink cover band called Magenta. You don't know.
Or Fuchsia, yeah, I don't know.
But Stand By Me, that's Benny King, right?
Ben E. King is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, I'm trying to get you a good shot. So, of it. I think some of the Astros players just came up on
I was going to say, there was some Astros over there. I'm sure they're not out there now.
No, they looked like they made a quick appearance before they got through batting practice and did all things. You know what I was checking out earlier?
What?
We are in good enough position.
Yeah.
With the left field wall, there's a chance in batting practice a few baseballs get out of here. Not to all the way to us, I don't think. But I've seen them go over the tracks before and end up in this park.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm saying there's no way a ball gets to us.
No, not gets to us, but I'm saying we could – there could be a few baseballs that get out over the tracks and end up where this fan fest is going on.
You think so?
Yeah.
Who's hitting it?
It's Breezy.
Who's hitting it?
I think Machado definitely could when the Orioles are taking BP. And, you know, that's what guys on the road like to do, especially in a park like this.
Right.
Like
show
we were talking off. About with pitchers when they start talking about competitions within the game itself, like who can have, you know, most strikeouts and all the other stuff. I guarantee in BP guys are going, man, watch me hit this out of here. Watch me hit the tracks. Watch me hit this.
Oh, I totally would try to. I know you would as well.
Absolutely.
Michael Welch called me fat on Twitter, and I don't appreciate it.
Why? What
because,
was the context?
Mike from Get Me gave us a picture to tweet out, and it was us. And Michael said, hey, who's the fat guy sitting in for Barry that's supposed to be Barry?
That's not nice.
Well, I will admit.
Not at all. Mike from Pick Me said the same thing. It's not nice.
I will admit I have not been the healthiest of eaters, as you saw.
I did witness that today, yes.
I haven't been able to work out.
Why?
Lack
of motivation?
I'm having medical issues.
You're blaming low T?
No, that's not it. I mean, it's in that general area,
you're
but
blaming
that's not
the,
it.
The ink blot on the
no,
on the x-ray?
No, that's not it at all. Just
all right.
Having some issues. How's it going, sir? All right.
Leisurely baseball fans enjoying a cup of Joe with a parade wave. As they get ready for the festivities this evening, completely overdressed for the occasion, but still welcome at the front door?
You don't know. Maybe they come from work. People have real jobs, Joel. We don't have real jobs. Some people have real jobs.
Okay.
No?
No.
You don't think so?
No, and they smiled and had fun with it.
Yeah.
How about this, Barry? Can you see this? There's a woman with one of those Mattress Mac designed golf shirts, only Baltimore Orioles colors, Orioles logo. She has a fanny pack that is studded.
I can't see.
She's behind your astronaut right now.
That's all I can see is that lady's astronaut.
Yeah, she's stuck in the
that
suit.
That is all I can see.
And her skirt's about to fly up. Yes, even the Astros fans are being nice to the Orioles fans that are here for
Really?
But you got to see this lady. She's got the leather star studded fanny pack.
I see it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that she looks like she's still. That looks like the Judas Priest codpiece. That's what it looks like. It doesn't look like a fanny pack.
Yeah, that's a monstrous fanny pack.
It looks like a codpiece from Judas Priest. It really does.
Yeah. Rob Helfrin?
I have no idea who that is.
It's as close as I'm going to get.
Oh. How was y'all's Easter? Did the kiddo hunt eggs?
Oh, yeah, she did. She had a great time. And, yeah, she had open up the Easter basket. But she's one of those that forgets we have dogs and doesn't care. So, like,
and just leaves the candy everywhere.
At school, she did an Easter egg hunt, too. So we let her open up those, too. And at school, they give you things like erasers and, like, little stamps for, like, temporary tattoos. And she just throws it on the floor. And I'm just like, no, the dogs are going to choke, and then I'm going to end up cleaning that up. And she's like, Daddy, erase, boom. And she just throws it across the room. And I'm like, yeah, if that gets somewhere where I don't get to it right away, the dogs are going to have a feeling.
Now, you guys are pretty healthy as far as how you eat at home, right?
Yeah.
Do you guys get her candy and let her just eat whatever she wants?
So Lisa's a sweet toothaholic.
Okay.
So she kind of, when she looks at the way that everything goes, and she's always looking for, like, she gets that from my side or me. So one of the things she's very proud of is she gets the, like, psychotically love for sweets and chocolate and cake.
Yeah.
She loves that. And so, like, we went to the Katy Mills Mall on Sunday after she opened up her baskets and everything like that. We're like, we'll just go
for a ride. So you didn't hide eggs?
Oh, yeah. We did that.
Okay.
Yeah, so we did that, and Grandma and Grandpa got her a big bag of stuff to open up, a big Easter basket, all that stuff. And then we went over to Katy Mills Mall. A lot of stores closed, which I respect for Easter, which was nice. The mall was very low traffic, so she could run around and have fun. But she's never had an ice cream cone before.
What?
Yeah. Never had an ice cream cone. Now, I've given her ice cream when Lisa's asleep.
Okay.
But
all right.
And she, you know, I get in trouble because the next morning, you know, Lisa's like, Tay-Tay, what's going on? She's like, ice cream.
Oh,
and I'm like,
no, you little snitch. Don't snitch on Daddy.
So Lisa gets this kind of tries to be innocent. Goes, you know, she's never had an ice cream before. We should get her one. And I'm going, okay. Well, they have kitty cones. They have the small cones.
Yeah.
But remarkably, when Lisa came back, it was one of those full size, like drumstick size cones.
Right.
The top half of it was triple dunked in chocolate, which made it really thick. And then she got like the best homemade looking scoop of chocolate ice cream all in there. And I looked at it, I just started to laugh. She goes, what are you laughing at? And I go, I'm laughing at the fact that we're billing this as Taylor's first ice cream cone. I'm billing this as mom's looking forward to the cleaning up the process when Taylor gets done with about
she's going to take two bites of it.
Oh my God. On the way home, she finally admitted we're in the car and we got, you know, a new car with like light colored upholstery. I'm like, that is not getting all over this car. She goes, I'll sit in back with her until she's done. I go, oh, I bet you will. But she goes, yeah, I figured she would have liked the cone with the sprinkles on it, but mama's got to have her chocolate. She hammered that. I was like, all right, at least you admitted it. So
she's using the kid. Now, that might be a reason to have a kid, although I just eat it. I don't care, whatever. I'll just get fat.
Even if we went to the grocery store, she buys this ugly pink cake with a rabbit head and tail and all that. I go, what the hell is that? She goes, she's got to have cake for Easter. And then midday, they're both like frosting all. Yeah. Like, oh, she had to have the cake? Yeah, okay.
I remember one year, I don't know how old I was, but I was going through a pretty serious candy phase as a kid, and I ate all of my Easter candy in about an hour and a half, and that included one of those like
big chocolate bunnies,
like the foot and a half,
solid
chocolate, and I threw up chocolate for a good 45 minutes just vomiting. And you ever drink so much like vodka where you never drink vodka again because it ruins it, where you're just like, vodka's terrible and this sucks, and so you don't drink anymore?
Yeah, yeah, I definitely know exactly what you're talking about.
That was me and chocolate. It took me until about 5 years ago for me to be able to eat chocolate again because I had had so much that and then to have to throw. So I ate all the chocolate from Easter and then to have to throw it up again. I was like, you know
what?
Anytime I would like see chocolate or smell it, it would make me sick.
I was all about the hunt. So I enjoyed the challenge. I wanted my mom and my grandma to hide them in, like, tough spots. I wanted to find all of them.
Yeah.
Sometimes we found them around Christmas time when we forgot a few, and they looked more like a science project.
Right.
But my sister's very much older than me, right?
Yeah.
They could give a rat's ass about the hunt. They just knew that I wasn't a candy-aholic. So the minute I was done, they'd wait for me to say I was done. Like, what are you going to have? And I'm like, no, I'm good. They would just go nose deep into the basket, and the chocolate bunny annihilated.
Gone.
Oh, my God. Just go crazy.
I tell you, it took me forever. It took me forever to be able to eat candy again. So,
all right. So we're going to continue to roll on here. We're at 500 Crawford at the apartment complex right outside the left field gate at Minute Maid Park. If you're going to FanFest tonight, stop in and see us first. We have free food. We had a whole bunch of stuff going on out here. A lot of stuff for free. And then you go in there where if you got to have a ticket to get into the FanFest, but you have to pay for food and things like that. So stop by, see us, ESPN 97.5. 500 Crawford right out here outside the ballpark here till 4. Blitz will take you home till 7. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from 500 Crawford across from Minute Maid Park for opening day. Brought to you by the Finger Company's 500 Crawford. This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. We roll on with the big show. It is the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, as we are right outside the left field gate at FanFest. We're outside of FanFest. We are at 500 Crawford. It is a beautiful apartment complex with views of the ballpark. It is what you see on TV when you see behind the train tracks. It is a great night to be out here. You guys can stop by and see us. Garrett Cole is walking by right now on his way to the ball game.
Oh, that's wrong.
Lots of other guys are going to stop by when they get a chance.
It clearly says Correa on the back of his jersey. It could not have been Garrett
Barry,
Cole.
Barry, he is incognito. He is under the radar. That's why he doesn't wear his own jersey.
That's what he does. I got you.
Either that or George Springer just got red hair. Because there's lots of people with lots of jerseys, lots of fun to be had. They're going to debut the American League pennant and the World Series banner in the building tonight. It's ESPN. It's national TV. It's a great environment. Stop by and see us. And if you don't get us in time, we're off at 4. The Blitz will take you home till 7 on ESPN 97.5. Promo team is out here doing absolutely nothing. So if you want to put them to work, stop by and see if you can get some candy, some T-shirts, and some other free goods. Pick Me is out here. If you want a father and son picture to commemorate the day at the ballpark, stand right in front of the mirror over there. My man Mike will take care of you, get you a nice picture, get it on the internet, suitable for framing when you get home and you print it out. I'm telling you, father and son, that's what I'm telling you to do. I'm not asking you. I'm not encouraging you. I am telling you, go over there and do that. That's something you'll remember someday, you and your dad at the ballpark. Some friends of mine, Todd and Christian Kruger, they are huge Astros fans. This is a tradition that I love to see. Father-son opening day, they do it every year.
Nice.
And they're here again this year, so it's a lot of fun and games. 11 years in a row. That's very, very cool.
That's badass. Very cool. Hey, somebody texted the show and said, who's the fat black guy doing the show with Joel? All right. You know
what? That's the second one of the Why are they ripping you today? And Nick likes it.
Texts are way more complimentary than tweets is what it says. I don't think so. Oh, you, Mike. There was also this text that said, hey, guys, my son turned 2 last month, and he participated in his first egg hunt. I saw my calm son turn into J.J. Watt going crazy, pushing kids to the ground to get the eggs. Best part, he had a smile on his face the whole time.
Even better part, as a dad, as much as you want to scold that kid inside, you're going, that a boy. That's my boy right there. I'm telling you right now, I've got a daughter, but the first time she Heisman posed a guy, a little boy tried to take her toys, and I saw her throw a few stiff arms and haymakers, I'm like, I'm not going to have to worry about her protecting. I'm not going to have to protect her as much as she'll protect herself, which is awesome.
Yeah, you want to teach them early how to fight. You know, because that's – especially with her, because she'll be stronger than the boys until, like, 13 years old. Because I remember, like, when I was 10, girls were strong. They were much stronger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you had to be careful.
Plus, with the blue eyes and such, if we get boys that get a little overzealous a little too early in their illustrious careers.
Yes.
She needs to put them in check in a hurry. Otherwise,
yes.
Dad gets involved, and then it gets ugly, and we don't want that.
I would agree with that.
So we got Astros tonight opening up the home portion of the schedule. Did you watch any other baseball this weekend, or did you watch a lot of Stros?
I didn't get to watch a lot. I did see Ohtani make his major league debut. He got the hit in his first game, but then he came back and pitched a really strong game. Went 6 innings, 3 earned runs, had a walk and 6 strikeouts, got a win. So, you know, it was kind of one of those, all right, can he carry that throughout the season? But good for him for actually doing both. And what I found interesting is I went to find his stats, and on ESPN they have, you know, they'll give you your season and career stats on the right-hand side.
Right.
They only list his pitching stats. So not his hitting, just his pitching.
And his pitching, which was being scrutinized left, right, and all over the place all during the spring training, turns out to be grossly over-exaggerated how bad he might be because, as you said, with it's a quality start. If you go 6 or more and only give up 3 runs or less, that qualifies.
Yeah.
I mean, the Angels need all the starting pitching they can get, and that was right place, right time for him.
Yep, 6 innings, like I said, 3 earned runs. He did give up 1 long ball, had to walk. But all in all, if it's a guy that can fill in as DH for you and pitch every 5 games, not a bad deal, man. We'll see if he can hold that up. But that was pretty much the big news for me. I mean, there were some injuries here and there from opening weekend. But I didn't get to watch as much as I wanted to on Saturday and Sunday just because I had so much to do around the house.
I definitely was checking
after the water fiasco. I was on a mission, so I moved.
You like planting like little seeds and things like dangling like?
No,
candy?
I moved one of the cameras. I installed the last camera that I hadn't installed yet, and then I got a bunch of like security lights and stuff.
That motion sensor.
Yeah. Now, does this make me crazy?
Yes.
Because okay, well you got to hear it first.
Oh, okay.
So we have our plants get eaten by deer a lot because we have a lot
on
of
the
deer.
Farm.
We have a lot of deer, yes,
yeah,
in our neighborhood.
Farm, yeah.
And so it's driving me crazy because when we planted them, it was nice, and I haven't gone back to the architecture committee in our neighborhood to get my deposit back because they keep killing them. They keep coming by and eating the plants and killing them, so I have to wait for them to grow back so I can get the committee out there to approve everything. So I pull up. Nora and I went to my sister's house for Easter just to see my nephew and nieces. We get back from her house. I pull into the driveway. There's a deer in my yard eating on one side of the driveway, and there's a deer on the other side of the driveway eating. So I kind of freaked out, and I jumped out of the truck, and we have, instead of gutters, we have rocks along our house so that the water just falls off the room, hits the rocks. So I grabbed a rock and threw it at a deer. Does that make me crazy? Am I is that crazy?
It makes you overqualified to be having contact from PETA.
I didn't hit him because he was fast, but I did. I did actually throw it though.
Hard?
I mean, I wanted to hurt him.
Wow.
Well, I mean, dude, people shoot deer. What's wrong with throwing one rock at him?
So you're the deer hunter.
No.
Not during deer season.
No, I get so pissed that they weren't even near any of the bushes. I think they were just eating the grass.
Oh, so they weren't doing
grazing.
Anything, and you just decided to take them out.
No, they were grazing in my yard. That's my yard. I paid for that. They didn't pay for that.
Okay.
I don't care if they were here before
now,
me.
Let me ask you a question. There were more than one, right?
Yes, there was two.
So multiples, what do you call them?
Deer.
Okay, so you're smart.
Yeah.
I played college baseball with a guy from a rural town in northern Wisconsin.
Okay.
And more than one deer constituted deers.
Oh, he would add an S to
deers.
It?
Deers. And we're like, wait a minute, I'm sorry, what? And he's like, deers. I'm like, so if we bring, like, it's 3 beers for a buck. Now, he goes, see, it's deers and beers. I'm like, no, it's not.
That's like saying a geese and goose and a meese and moose. That's not the same. You can't say
he's
that's
not
the
same. He's a big dude to a relief pitcher.
So you didn't argue with him?
And was just absolutely adamant that the proper deers. English term was deers.
So, yeah, because if you said, well, I saw 4 deer in my yard. Yeah, you don't say deers. He would have said 4 deers.
Yeah.
That's not very you know, he was educated in Milwaukee.
I think he was not. It was northern Wisconsin. It was not Milwaukee.
That explains everything. There are people driving over here. How did that happen?
How is Charlie Polillo allowed to drive the streets that are supposed to be blocked off?
Maybe he lives over here? I don't know.
Polillo just drove by in a car. How's that allowed?
I don't know.
Streets blocked off. And by the way, those two big dogs over there.
Yes.
I noticed you didn't do your little barky barky.
No, I didn't want them to attack me.
They'd have ripped your
butt. Those looked vicious.
You know what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
I do. Yeah. All right, guys, if you want to eat healthy, you want to lose weight, or maybe you just want to eat decent, but you don't want to have to make it every day and every night, I've got a solution for you. It's called HealthyGourmet.com. Log on and check it out. The food is made from scratch, so it's going to be good. It's going to be good for you. And it can be shipped to your door. So if you want to do all this and you don't even want to have to leave the house to get your food, log on to HealthyGourmet.com and order your stuff now. It's customizable, so if you want to add stuff to your meal or take it away, you can do that as well. They've got food for every lifestyle, whether you're looking for a vegan option, low-carb, gluten-free, paleo, whatever the lifestyle that you live and you want to eat like, you can get that at HealthyGourmet.com. Because that's the thing. A lot of us want to eat healthy, but then you got to spend 4 and 5 hours on a Sunday doing meal prep for the week where you get all the food out. You got to make it. You got to put it in the containers. And then now you got to do dishes and you got to pack everything up. Man, not with HealthyGourmet.com. They make it super easy. You log on. You place your order. If you get it in by Tuesday at midnight, your food is on your doorstep Friday afternoon ready for you to take to work the next week. It couldn't be easier. And if you order $99 or more, they will ship it to you absolutely free. I'll do better than that. I'll save you another 10% on your order. Just use promo code ESPN975. That's ESPN975. When you make your order, you'll save 10% off your order. And guess what? You can use that every week. So make sure you do that. Log on, get started today. No commitments, no minimum orders. Get started. Eat healthy. It's HealthyGourmet.com.
ESPN975. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from 500 Crawford across from Minute Maid Park for opening day. Brought to you by the Finger Company's 500 Crawford. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're here. It's Barry and Joel. Nick back at the station. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Right outside of Fan Fest, getting ready for the festivities tonight as the home opener is upon us. It's the Astros. It's the Orioles. It is the unveiling of the banners for the American League Championship and the World Series Championship banners. They will be unveiled tonight. Lots of people, lots of fun. Our promo team out front of 500 Crawford with us, having a good old time. Rudy's Barbecue, thank you for everything you do. You were here and then gone. They wrapped up shop at 3.
I mean, they're still open. They're just not right here.
Right, just not with us anymore, giving out free food, which was awesome all day.
You made it sound like rest in peace to Rudy's Barbecue.
No,
they're still alive and kicking.
No, Rudy has the heart of a champion. He's never going to die.
That's right.
That's what happens. And so Rudy's Barbecue was here. That was fantastic. Pick Me is here as they are lining up to get their pictures taken. So if you're looking for the man in the mirror, it's the man from Pick Me.
That's
you
right.
You can't miss him.
It's right over there.
He's the svelte one in the gray golf shirt waiting to take pictures with you.
Yep.
Lots going on. Nick, we got a call?
Yeah, Hank in Deer Park.
Deer Park wants to join the show?
Yeah, I heard you guys. Yeah, y'all talking about deers and deer, and you know I'm from Deer Park. I went to high school there, class of 2006. Quick shout out, hey. We were called the Deer Park Deer. We were not the Deer Park Deers, and I just wanted to make sure everybody knew the correct pronunciation. That's all, you guys. I love the show. Thanks for having me. Y'all have a great day, you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. I really feel like that was OU Mike.
I think that was OU Mike. I really do.
Nick, are you sure that that wasn't OU Mike?
I am not sure. I got to ask intern
positive?
Juggalo Trey.
It just sounded like either that or it was OU Mike's gay brother. One of the two.
Well, you know what rhymes with deers?
Beer?
No.
Steer?
Okay. Oh, Nick is there. He wasn't responding, but he's there now to go, to do the... Okay.
All righty then.
Nick, come on, man. You gotta believe that was all you,
so
Mike.
Deer, it wasn't.
I mean, I didn't screen the call. It could have been. It could have been.
No way.
Ask Andy Pettit. He went there.
No, there's no way it was actually the Deer Park deer. That would be the stupidest thing ever, is if their mascot was the deer.
Can someone verify that? We've got a lot of loyal listeners that are intelligent. Can some of them respond?
No way it was the Deer Park deer. I'm going to bet. I would bet all my money on the – oh, it was?
It is?
It's the Deer Park deer?
Fred said when
really?
They played them, they were the deer.
What a stupid ass
– But the mask is a falcon.
Why would – okay. You're like, hey, what are we going to be? I don't know. There's deer in the name. Let's just do that. It's easier. Well, thank God they weren't like, you know, Pussycat High.
The cats? Eat 'em up cats?
I was thinking something else.
I know
but
you
all
were.
Right.
I know you were. There's a girl that's been working here all day, by the way.
Yes,
and
who?
She's doing the Marilyn Monroe thing. And
where?
I don't know why you wear the skirt. She's walking down the street that way now.
Uh-huh.
You can see her. She has already gotten the breeze under the skirt too many times.
Oh, did it blow
so
up?
So she has to walk like
and hold it.
Yeah, with like a marching band. She's holding down the skirt the entire time. I don't.
That's enough reason.
It's a wardrobe malfunction, right
there. That's enough reason to get out here. Just see skirts blow up. That's not perverted. Good job, Joel.
I'm just pointing it out for people.
Oh no, Matthew in Deer Park wants to talk deer as well. Look what you started, Joel.
Look what I did. All right, what's up?
Hello. Well, it's the Deer Park deer. I graduated from there in 02. So, yeah, that's
wait, say that again?
It's still the deer. Nick, I can't hear him.
Yeah, I couldn't either. It's still the Deer Park deer?
Pew. All right, no more calls on Deer Park or deer or any of that.
That's what did he say, Nick?
I have no idea. I have no idea. And he was turned up pretty high.
Oh, you Milt. Oh, you Milt decided to chime in. No idea where that came from, but I guess we've opened up a whole can of worms with the Deer Park deer.
Yeah, well, that's enough. We can move on from that. It was just a real simple, oh, was that my Coke can blowing down the
it's
street?
It's a genuine
there?
Possibility. You are contributing to FanFest now as it's blown way over
it's
the
fence.
It's gotten over the fence, and it is out of here.
Out of here.
Yeah, so all things being considered, we're done with the Deer Park conversation, so we can scratch that from the agenda.
Yes, we don't need that anymore.
Do you guys want to, which I know you do, I'll step away if you guys want to talk
no,
about
let,
this
let
whole,
Barry sit this one out. Joel, we need you to break this down for us.
No, because that's
so who's replacing forte. Who's Good. Replacing Tony Ferguson at UFC 223?
Max Holloway.
Oh, you got that. What weight class?
Heavy.
Negative.
I don't shy away from this, Nick. I'm not an expert like you guys. So I was throwing out the bone to say you guys want to discuss the changes in the in what's going on with the latest.
Barry, did you hear what happened? I mean, are you up to date on the just on that particular?
Fill me in.
So for the fourth time, this would have been the fourth attempt to set up this Tony Ferguson Khabib fight, and reports have it that he was injured, Tony Ferguson, that is, days ago. So for the fourth time scheduling this fight, it will not happen. Now, Max Holloway, UFC lightweight champion, steps in and faces Khabib. And I guess a part of the uproar is the fact that Conor McGregor, who's been on record saying, hey, I'm, you know, on standby, ready to go, and he's not going to fill in for Tony's spot and fight Khabib at the 45.
Any chance Holloway wins this fight and owns a title in both weight classes, Nick?
I think it's a legit chance. You know how it is. You know how they train for one particular fight for 6 to 8 weeks, and then all of a sudden you get thrown another opponent who happens to be a champion. I think it's a scary fight for Khabib. But Khabib is no joke, man. He could probably end this fight really quickly, but I think Max Holloway could do a pretty good job as well.
I was looking at USA Today's rankings. They have Holloway rated number one as the featherweight. You go with that?
Who's rated at number one at featherweight?
Holloway.
Yeah. I mean, I really liked him. I really wanted to see Max Holloway get a rematch with Conor McGregor before Conor was as big as he is, before he became a champion. Max Holloway actually faced Conor McGregor. So I'm really high on Max. I think he's really good at what he does. He beat Jose Aldo twice. Max Holloway's legit, man.
Well, I mean, yeah, and my bad. He is the featherweight champ, so of course he's going to be number one. I guess, to me, do you think that they are trying to prove a point to Conor McGregor?
Who, Max Holloway?
No, the UFC.
No, they actually didn't. They, you know, Dana White has been on record saying, you know, we didn't even pick up the phone and call Conor McGregor. And I'm actually in agreement with him. Someone like Conor, you need a month, 6 weeks, 2 months to promote this fight. You can't just insert Conor McGregor in there and really get a big increase in the gate and the pay-per-view numbers and whatnot. I think it was smart on the UFC's part to not schedule Conor McGregor. Now, in terms of Conor owning up to what he said, and yeah, I'll stand up and, you know, I'll fill in whenever you need me to, that's different. But now that Conor is as big as he is, you want to be able to promote that fight as much as possible so you can really up the pay-per-view numbers, up the gate numbers, and up the attention.
Yeah, I don't know if Holloway, though, is going to sell any more tickets. I think if you put him in, if you plug him in, not, but I'm with you, I don't know if that's enough time, but even with a few weeks, McGregor, I think, still sells more tickets fighting Khabib than Max Holloway does. But
24 hours, though, is tough, man. I mean,
yeah, that's tough. I mean, if you can get the word out, you don't think people are going to want to watch that fight?
I think they will.
Max Holloway?
Yeah, I mean, if they hear about it on time, and, you know, yeah, obviously the UFC has a great push with their promos and their promo
and
videos.
It's tomorrow?
No, actually, my bad. It's going to be this Saturday, so okay, it's five, yeah, or 6 days. So I guess 5 or 6 days is not enough for, yeah, the UFC.
Yeah, I don't know. That
we learned a bit 24 hours ago is what
yeah,
I meant
it
to
makes
say.
It makes me feel like they're sending a bit of a message to him, but, man.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think they really want Conor back. I mean, they even him not as a champion, there's no question that they'll increase the revenue, the numbers, when he fights, period.
This is how bad I am and how out of it I am. What's the rest of the card look like? Is it a decent card?
I think Joanna and Rose Namajunas, they're going to have their rematch on the card as well. So, okay. Remember Rose Namajunas?
Yeah.
I guess I beat her. What I forgot which number it was, but it was probably 2 months ago. So she gets an immediate rematch. Michael Chiesa faces Anthony Pettis. That's a decent fight. Ray Borg, I think you're familiar with. He'll fight, yep, Brandon Moreno, but that's on the preliminary card. But the main two fights are the two champ. It's a dual championship. Khabib and Max Holloway is the first. That'll be the headliner. The co-headliner will be Rose Namajunas and Joanna for the rematch. So.
Probably not one I'm buying, I'll be honest with you.
Demo's sisters fighting?
No.
Monte Yunus? No?
No. Not, that's close, but not quite.
Okay. I was just checking.
Yeah. Where'd it go? So, my friend, she goes by the Cajun Queen on Twitter. She said, Barry, you know how you can tell the difference between a Dallas girl and a Houston girl? Dallas girls hold down their hair when it's windy. Houston girls hold down their skirt. All right, now you know. Knowing is half the battle.
Wow.
There you go.
All right, we got one segment to go in the big show. Don't go anywhere. Fred and AJ are warming up in the bullpen. They'll be taking you home till 7 on the Blitz. It's all right here at 500 Crawford outside Minute Maid Park. As you want to stop by and say hi as we broadcast live on ESPN 97.5.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
My name is Bob, and I approve this message.
I got the magic in me.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from 500 Crawford, across from Minute Maid Park for opening day. Brought to you by the Finger Company's 500 Crawford. This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final segment of the show before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jong, the Blitz. They'll take you home till 7. We are at 500 Crawford, right outside Fan Fest, outside Minute Maid Park. If you're going in to get Fan Fest, you have to have a ticket to be in that portion of the festivities. And once you go in, you can't come out. So stop in, see Fred, AJ, the Blitz, the promo team out here outside at 500 Crawford before you head in. And then you can enjoy everything that's going on inside the ballpark. A beautiful night for baseball. Looks like the roof will hopefully stay open. And it should be a good one as the Stros unveil their banners. And they take on the Baltimore Orioles on ESPN National TV.
I realized something this weekend.
Okay.
I wouldn't make a good dad.
Yeah, I saw you tweeting about that.
I wouldn't make a good dad because I don't have good dad advice, because you have to be able to, like, when I turned 18, my dad gave me a list of things.
A condom? Oh.
No. But it was like, a list of, like, I don't know, 100 things, you know, like learn how to tie a tie.
He legitimately?
Yeah. Like this, just how to be a man, right? Like okay. how to go out in the world and be a man. He gave me this list of things to keep in mind. Never lie. You know, always open the door for a woman.
Okay.
And I realized I wouldn't make a good dad because I don't have good advice. Because the only advice I've ever given a kid where I was in a position to give him fatherly advice was I basically just recited to him the chorus of The Gambler. Where I was just like,
know when to hold them.
Sometimes in life, you know, you're going to get cards. And the cards you dealt, or you got to know when to hold them. And, sometimes you got to fold. Now, I didn't go like, but I used it as my advice. I was like, you know, sometimes you just walk away from stuff. If it's bad, sometimes you run. Like, I didn't know what the hell to say to a kid.
And then when he rebutted, did you follow up with, but promise me, son, not to do the things I've done?
No, that's
a different song.
Yeah, that's Coward in the County.
Still Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, it's still Kenny Rogers. But that's all I had was the rules that The Gambler lived by. That was it. And I feel like so it's probably good that I'm not a dad. Because then, basically, Kenny Rogers would raise my son.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I guess you could do worse.
I was going to say.
Right?
If you have options, that might be plan A.
What other song could I use to give it fatherly advice?
I wouldn't rotate it into being Islands in the Stream.
No, definitely not.
And at that point, I'm out. That's all I got, John Kenny Rogers.
You just end up with R. Kelly as a kid.
Then you're in big trouble you're peeing on everything. That's what dogs do to mark their territory.
But I guess you could do Coward of the County as well. That does make sense.
Yep.
You could do The Gambler, Coward of the County, boom. Like Kenny Rogers raised a whole generation, basically.
If you listen to that, it depends on what part of the country you were in. I don't think everybody was deeply in tuned in Kenny Rogers.
Wait. Are you saying you didn't listen to Kenny Rogers?
I am exactly saying that. I'm saying my grandma did.
All right. Oh, she did?
Yeah.
But you didn't?
Nope.
How do you not listen to Kenny Rogers? Thank you, sir. We just got handed a bunch of NASA stickers.
Yep.
This makes us official. I'm going to the moon. I'm putting them on my jacket. Do I look like I belong to NASA? You're damn right I do, ma'am.
I just saw two people with number 7 jersey and a number 24 jersey that instead of saying Biggio, it said Liggio. I would hope that's their last name.
What?
Yeah, at first I thought it was they were getting their jerseys where Heel gets his, because it was number 7 and it
bootleg
was Liggio. But then I saw his wife and she had a 24 jersey and it said Liggio. I go, God, I hope that's their last name.
Either that or they got them on Harwin.
That's what I'm saying. Otherwise, Raheel's got that one website he goes to for those knockoff jerseys.
You ever bought anything bootleg, knowingly bought it bootleg online?
Not directly online. One of my relatives was telling me that they had an in on the Mitchell and Ness jerseys. So
what is that?
Mitchell and Ness are like the throwback jerseys from the old school uniforms of all the different pro teams that sell for like $250 to $400 a jersey.
What?
And she's like, I can get them for $50 a jersey.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, really? So I was like, you know what? Let's not hold back, get one and see the quality of it. Let's go and get like 6.
So they were Mitchell and Mess?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
and
not
so
good.
I get them, and instead of like, you know, the stripes on the football jersey being like that kind of stretchy plasticky.
Yeah.
Oh, no. These were like socks.
Sharpie.
You know the stripes on tube socks?
Sharpies.
These were the stripes on tube socks just sewn into a jersey. I was like, yeah, I got completely taken to that. So that's why when Raheel's trying to tell.
We got him for $7. Yeah, well, that's happened.
He's trying to get Juggalo, Trey, and everybody, all the interns, to get in on these jerseys with him. I'm like, yeah, that's going to be you pull one thread and suddenly it just completely unfurls and unwinds. That's not a good look.
One time my wife, she bought some Nikes off of eBay.
Okay.
And I was like, I think you got to be careful because you might get some boots. She's like, no, all the ratings are really good. And I was like, yeah, that's because most people don't check. So we got the Nikes, and I don't know why I was so adamant about it, but I was like, you know what, I'm gonna check these. So I started looking and comparing them to other Nikes that she had and I had. They were totally bootleg. And I was like, man, this is crap. So I emailed or I sent a message to the company. I said, look, I know these are bootleg. I'm not paying to ship them back. I want my money back, and you're going to pay to have them shipped back. And they didn't get back with me for a while. And I was like, look, Next time, I'll just get eBay involved and get your store shut down for. And lo and behold,
check came.
Yeah, we got the money back. Got a box to ship them to them and everything. Which I didn't pursue it after that because I didn't care if other suckers are buying.
Dude, as long as you got your money back,
I was like, whatever. But I've never knowingly bought anything bootleg. I mean, I bought like cheap stuff.
Sure.
Like when in high school, I would buy like a Krako, a pull-out Krako, for my truck and stuff like that. But I never bought like thinking I was getting Adidas and then they got like five stripes on them or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not. It's just too risky. On the internet today, anything is too risky. You see all that all the time. Jordans are the biggest knockoffs ever. Like, if you're not getting them from a legitimate store, a Foot Locker, a Champs, a Finish Line, or something like that, some of these other stores, and you're like, oh, God, what a great deal. There's a reason why those Jordans are $60.
Yep. By the way, NASCAR Johnny said, hey, when you what did Trey say when you gave him that advice from the gambler? Trey's not my kid. I put him up for adoption. I don't want him anymore. He's not mine. I don't claim him.
He'll be tweeting you now in the next 10 minutes. News of the night. We already covered this, but just to be ready for it, obviously the national championship game, the men's national championship game.
Nova by 15. Book it.
I think Nova by double digits, yeah. But we'll see. If you want the expert's opinion, AJ's coming up next. But, I mean, look, Villanova looked like men amongst boys the way they were executing the other day.
Yep.
So we'll see how that goes. Obviously, we've said that the Astros have their big banner unveilings as they get it ready to host the Baltimore Orioles in the home opener, as it'll be a week of festivities here down at Minute Maid Park. That's going on. Jaren Jackson's son at Michigan State has declared for the NBA draft. He is looked at to be a top five prospect, so he's coming out. Other than that, not a whole lot going on. Of Michigan, going out of school, going to the draft, yep. No, I see what you did there.
Yeah, you don't want to.
Here comes your infatuation with the shoes on the horses of the HPD Mounted Police.
It's pretty badass. They got Air Jordan hoofs.
Those are the knockoffs.
You don't see those a lot.
Those are the knockoffs.
You don't see those are the knockoffs? Yeah.
You only got two, and you can't send them back.
That's like the Jordans that when you look. What did he say?
I don't know.
He's too cheap to buy the real ones? There you go. It's okay.
Some of the best commentary of the day have come from the officers on horseback. It's been fantastic.
Have you ever seen the knockoff Jordans where Jordan has a butt crack? Have you seen those? Those are the bad ones.
No, sir.
Uh-oh.
But Officer Bailey is getting you a close look at the horse Jordans.
What are those for? They're called New Max?
Not Air Max, New Max.
Does Nike make horseshoes? Is that a no? Those are fancy.
Does Mr. Ed get airborne on the front if you get the New Max going? The horse is eating the tree.
Yeah, he said, screw this. I'm just going to eat this tree right here.
Who knew it was a drive-in salad stand?
Dude, if I could be any horse, I mean any animal, I would want to be a horse because you could poop wherever you want. You're just walking around. You're just like, you know what? I'm pooping right here. I don't care.
Poop wherever you want. You could eat a tree if you want.
I guess homeless people can do that too. But still, like if you're a horse, you're just like, you know what? I'm hungry. I'm going to eat this tree, and then I'm going to poop right here in the street, and I'm good to go. That's living the life.
Why do you do that? Because you can.
Yeah, exactly.
And no he's a loyal listener to ESPN. He recognized Fred. Fred knows about horses.
Look at that.
Fantastic.
I dig it.
It's good stuff, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. Like I said, Barry and I are done. Nick's back at the studio, but we're going to turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz now. They'll take you home till 7 o'clock, so no need to do anything, and the entertainment just keeps on coming right here on ESPN 97.5. For Barry, for myself, Nick back at the station, the promo crew, and everybody that's done a great job keeping us on the air, well, we thank you so much. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great night, everybody.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.